Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, by most measures, the AstraZeneca vaccine produced by researchers at Oxford University effective at stopping the virus. Millions of doses have been administered in different parts of the world. By last night, in an unusual press release, though, the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases accused AstraZeneca of fudging the results of the vaccine clinical trials. They said there was some problems with what they put out.
Sure did. An independent panel of medical experts that was helping oversee the vaccine's clinical trial in the U.S. said the company had essentially cherry-picked data that was, and we're quoting now, most favorable for the study as opposed to the most recent and most complete. Dr. Cody Meisner is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Tufts University. He also happens to be a member of the FDA's vaccine advisory panel. Doctor, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for the invitation.
I mean, we've now, of course, on this show for the past year, been doing so much on COVID, on vaccine development, you name it. This statement that was put out last night was, by any measure, at least I think, extraordinary. Do you agree?
I agree. It's very unusual for this sort of a statement to be issued by the Data Safety and Monitoring Board, which is assigned the responsibility of looking at the data before it's submitted to the FDA and determining its accuracy and its interpretation. And I have a hard time thinking of another situation that is similar to this one.
So I was listening to everybody this morning when people were still trying to wrap their heads around what exactly it meant, because there's a lot of, you know, science and research talk, and that's why we have you here. But take me through in layman's term what you think this means. And the way someone was doing it this morning was, okay, your trial runs a certain amount of time. They took a chunk of time. They put out the data. They said, here's our effectiveness rate. But they ignored at least a week or 10 days. And over that period, more people ended up getting COVID. So if you put those numbers back in, then your efficacy comes down from where you said it was. Is that kind of in the sphere that we're in?
I think, first of all, it's very hard for me to address the actual data because I have not seen it. It has not yet been submitted to the advisory committee. So you know pretty much, if not more than I do, but the implications are quite disturbing because for several reasons. First of all, remember, this is a worldwide pandemic. It isn't a pandemic here in the United States only. And if this pandemic continues in Africa or Europe or Asia or South America, then it's going to continue here in the United States because there will be new mutations that will evolve that are resistant to the vaccine. So we have to get this pandemic under control just as quickly as we can. And we need every possible vaccine that's available. I think everybody wants every vaccine manufacturer to succeed. We want as much vaccine as we can possibly produce. And, you know, we have done a remarkable, I say we, the people who have been in charge of this vaccine have done a remarkable job. Operation Warp Speed was very successful at developing four or five different vaccines that had never been used before. So it's an extraordinary scientific accomplishment. The difficulty has come after the vaccines were developed in terms of manufacturing sufficient doses, distributing those vaccines, and administering them to people who need to be vaccinated. That's where the problem is.
Well, but here's the real, the real problem going forward. As you know, this is not the first, and I'm going to just say it, black mark, really, for AstraZeneca. They've had a number of issues, which was one of the reasons, right, why the FDA insisted on a separate trial here, even though it had their vaccine has already been approved in the UK and indeed throughout Europe. Is this not going to further erode confidence in this vaccine? And for those who might be reluctant to take a vaccine, wow, they may say, well, why should we take or trust this one?
Yes. No, those are precisely the thoughts that we all have. AstraZeneca can't seem to get out of its own way. It keeps tripping on itself, and it's not clear why. But that's why I think, as you said, the FDA insisted on a clinical trial done here in the United States. And so these issues that are now arising as to the accuracy of the data stem from that trial that was done here under very careful scrutiny. So, but I would like to add one point. That is, I hope that people won't misinterpret this this result, because it wasn't a question about AstraZeneca's vaccine safety. It's a question about how effective it is and how protective it is. So I don't want people to think that these vaccines have not been carefully studied. I think you could take the position that this example shows how well and how thoroughly the FDA is doing its job, that is evaluating these vaccines. The Moderna, the Pfizer vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are remarkably safe. We've administered hundreds of millions of doses in the United States. There's no question about safety. It's so important that people receive one of the approved vaccine.
Okay, but let me, because we're running out of time, so let me just quickly ask you, though, if suppose that this AstraZeneca shot is, well, let's say you're in Europe, so you could get the AstraZeneca. You have four shots in front of you, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. Would you think more than twice about the AstraZeneca one right now?
I think, let me answer it this way. I think that Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson's vaccines are equivalent. They are equally effective at preventing death, preventing hospitalization, and they are equally safe and equally effective. I cannot comment at this time on AstraZeneca because I simply have not seen the data.
Dr. Cody Meisner, pediatric infectious disease specialist, Tufts University, member of the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Panel.